Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
Well, before we get stuck into the events we've picked out, I wanted to alert you to the fact that today is International Museum Day, and that means you actually have a chance to enjoy the city's museums either free of charge or at substantially reduced rates just for this day. I know the Iziko Museums Group is offering a whole range of activities. There are various workshops and guided tours, interactive shows, etc. Most of the Iziko venues are free, with the exception of Groot Constantia, and I must also just note the Iziko Planetarium and Digital Dome are not free, but they are offering half price access today. So it is until 4 o'clock this afternoon, give or take, depending on the various facilities. That includes the South African Museum, the National Gallery, the Slave Lodge, the Boerkaap Museum, as well as the Castle of Good Hope and the Maritime Centre and a few others. So if you would like to take the opportunity to go and visit one of our museums today, please just check out iziko.org.za for the full list of who is offering what, and I hope you are able to do so within the next couple of hours. Now, if you are a bookworm, then I hope you've already got your tickets booked and are directing yourself towards Franschhoek this weekend, because it is the big Franschhoek Literary Festival. May is always a month of book interviews for us on this show, because all the big authors and all the big publishing houses want to get their stuff out in time for the Franschhoek Literary Festival, with very good reason, because the bibliophiles among us head for Franschhoek to enjoy a weekend of book launches and interviews, as well as much, much more. It is the 12th edition of the festival this weekend, and I'm delighted to have the director Sheila Foster on the line to talk us through some of the highlights. Sheila, I know a very, very busy time for you, so thanks for taking a few minutes to chat to us, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, it is indeed very busy.
It's always hard to pick out highlights, Sheila, but I'm going to ask you to put your head on the block and name a couple of the big names and big books that you are looking forward to profiling.
Well, I'm going to give you the ones that haven't already sold out, otherwise that would be terribly unfair.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking of popping through on Saturday, there's Event 51 at 10 o'clock with Kate Moss and Kate Furnival. And Kate Moss's book, The Burning Chamber, has just gone to number one slot in the UK, and it's just launched. And it's a fantastic opportunity to listen to these two brilliant and delightful and entertaining authors. And to have a copy of Kate Moss's book signed by the author would be a real coup.
Fantastic. I heard her on John's show yesterday and I absolutely loved listening to it, so I can't wait to get hold of the book. Look, a lot of the local authors as well, Sheila, have some big events this weekend, and many of them have been guests on the show in the last couple of weeks or so. But I know a number of these events are sold out, as you mentioned. How would you say is your availability? Are you at 80% sold out, 90%? Are there just a handful of tickets left in general?
No, most of the events, there are still tickets available. So I don't know if anyone listening is a Karen Brainard fan. I mean, she is one of our just best crime writers.
I'm busy reading her right now. Yeah.
Yes, and so she's got an event at 11:30 on Saturday, along with American author Greg Hurwitz and Tony Park, discussing what makes their characters tick. How do you bring those criminals alive? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really good one. And then I'm just having a look through here. So there's a beautiful event also at 11:30. It is 11:30 with Fionnuala Dowling and Ishe Govinda Ikma, who wrote this beautiful book, Curry.
Curry, yeah.
Which is half recipes, half stories. And then Gordon Forbes, and then writer Andre Nicholson, who wrote The A to Z of Amazing South African Women. And that's about capturing the lives of real people and bringing them to life for the readers. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. And that's in the Hospice Hall.
Okay. Sheila, it's not only about authors and reading. The town really lays on its very best in terms of food and music and the ability to go and taste wine, etc. What is the central website that's the best starting point for somebody who's never been before and wants to get a feel for what they can expect and where to go?
Yes, it's flf.co.za. And there you can check out the program and the authors. So you can check out your favorite authors and see which events they're appearing in. And once you've made your selections, you go to webtickets.co.za and you book your tickets.
How much are tickets? Is there a fixed price for all events, Sheila, or does it vary according to who's there and what they're doing?
Most of the tickets are 70 Rand, and then some of the evening events, and I'll give you an example. I don't know if anyone's in the area and can come through this evening, but we've got Pops Mohammed and Dave Reynolds playing, and they are two of the finest musicians in this country. Those are 150 Rand a ticket, but then, you know, you've got a full-on band and a musical event, generally around about 70 Rand.
Okay, we're actually going to be talking to Dave Reynolds in about 2 minutes, Sheila, so it's very fortuitous that you should mention that event. Thank you so much, Sheila Foster. We'll let you get back to your organizing and wishing you a successful festival once again. Thank you so much for carving out a bit of time for us today.
Thank you.
Sheila Foster is the director of the Franschhoek Literary Festival. So please check out flf.co.za to get a sense of who you'd like to hear from. We had Tony Park in studio on Wednesday. We had Lukhani Qalata last week. They're both part of the event. Our own colleague Sarah Jane King is going to be part of one of the discussions around her book, Killing Caroline. There is so much happening in Franschhoek. You really need to just take a look at that site and find the author and the book that suits you, that you would like to hear spoken of, and then go and book on web tickets. The event underway from today until Sunday, the 20th of May. Please do check out flf.co.za. As I mentioned, somebody's just asked, which book are you reading? Karen Brainart was the thriller author that Sheila mentioned. I'm busy with her book Weeping Waters, and so far so very, very good indeed. So that's definitely one to keep an eye out for. Right, if you'd rather sit back and watch somebody else's words taking to the stage, as it were, we've got a theatre pick of the week for you with a bit of a difference. It's a postmodern interpretation of Hamlet. The Theatre Arts Admin Collective is running Like Hamlet this weekend and in Observatory, and I'm told it is like Hamlet with a bit of a twist. Tell us what the twist is, please. Kanya Fulyun, who is the director of Like Hamlet. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for that. The twist is basically that it's about how much we can deconstruct the language and the body politics we currently entail in South Africa, and by placing it in this liminal world of Hamlet and the characters of Hamlet, with a specific focus on the female characters, which Shakespeare had a love to write over. So we thought we would rewrite them.
Okay. Do you have to have seen or read the original to really be able to appreciate what you're doing with your version?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that's the very, exciting thing about it, is that because it's trying to move away from it to some degree, it either sits in dialogue with it or it sits as its own complete voice, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're effectively taking characters from Hamlet and giving them a voice to speak for themselves, where he didn't give it to them, Kanya. Am I right in reading that into this?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm intrigued. I know you've got a fantastic cast. One of your actors, Matthew Stearman, was a Fleur de Cup nominee earlier this year. Who are the Theatre Arts Admin Collective, for those who've not encountered you before?
So we are not actually currently the Theatre Arts Admin Collective. The Theatre Arts Admin Collective is a theatre that's situated in OBS Methodist Church. And it's basically a space in Cape Town where young theatre makers and young performers get the opportunity to make some experimental work, to make work, and to just have a chance to voice ourselves, basically. So it's a really exciting space in Cape Town for theatre and performance.
Okay, so if we want to come and watch Like Hamlet in that space, Kanya, your run is already underway and in fact comes to an end this weekend. How many performances have you got left?
So we've got two more tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30.
And have you still got tickets available for both of those?
We do. Saturday's nearly sold out, but we do.
Okay, so what's the price of those tickets and where do we book them?
So it's 70 Rand for the general public with a 50 Rand special for students and pensioners, and you can book by emailing annextheatre@gmail.com.
And that's
annextheatre@gmail.com.
Kanya Fulyun, thank you. Director of Like Hamlet on at the Theatre Arts Admin Collective in Observatory, Annex Theatre, and it's Annex with one N, annextheatre@gmail.com. If you'd like to venture a little out of town this weekend, Franschhoek is not the only destination worth visiting. You might also want to head for the very beautiful Noe Valley. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Abby Besaidenhotu is the spokesperson for the Noe Valley Festival this weekend. Am I correct in that pronunciation? Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, it's Noe Valley.
Okay, so N-U-Y is the spelling. You might have spotted the signage pointing you to that venue on your drive past on the way back to Cape Town. But many people haven't yet discovered how absolutely gorgeous this valley is, Abby. And I'm hoping this festival weekend will help change that. Won't you sketch for our listeners what they can expect from the event?
Yes, most certainly. This is an annual event that takes place. It's actually the 10th annual Noe Valley Festival that's happening Saturday. It's hosted by Leipzig Country House, Noe Winery, Willow Creek Olive Estate, and Conradie Penhill Wines. It's also was in conjunction with the Worcester Wine and Olive Route, Westgrow, and Cape Winelands District Municipality that this festival is being held.
Now, I associate the valley with gorgeous olive oil and great wines. Obviously, those will be part of the event, but it's much more than that, Abby. What else is on offer?
Well, to kickstart the festival, we have a absolutely breathtaking scenic trail run that's taking place. You have an option of a 7 or a 14-kilometer trail run through the golden autumn vineyards and through our most beautiful valley. And then we've also got under a nice big old oak tree with a glass of sweet Rosaline Perlet wine with, I think it's through Curves, they'll be offering a wine yoga session. And if you're looking for something a little bit slower, but more relaxed, we've got traditional burekos, German foods, mini craft markets, taste our award-winning olives and wines, craft beers, gins, and a lot more.
Lots to keep the entire family occupied. There are also suitable activities for the younger members of the family. How do we book our tickets and how much do they cost, Abby?
Okay, well, tickets are 90 Rand for 18 and older. 30 Rand is for the ages of 12 and 17. And children under the age of, they go in for free. Tickets can be purchased online through Quicket, but there will also be tickets available at the venue.
Abby Besaidenhout speaking there for the Noe Valley Festival, which is on tomorrow with the focus on wine, on olive oil and olive tasting, craft markets, music and much, much more. Please do visit noevalleyfeast.co.za for more information. Well, my previous guest almost stole the thunder from my next guest. She mentioned Dave Reynolds and his long-standing wonderful musical association with Pops Mohammed. And I've got Dave on the line with us now because one of our picks of the weekend is, in fact, not his performance in Franschhoek, but one that's happening on Sunday in Musenberg. It's a day of music, literature and yoga. Dave, welcome to the show. Tell us what's going on Sunday.
Okay, thanks. Yes, Pippa. On Sunday, what we're doing, it's in Musenberg at a yoga studio called the Sangha Spot. And the event kicks off at 10 a.m. with a yoga class, followed by a sound journey meditation. And then we have a vegetarian lunch, and then Pops Mohammed and I will do a concert afterwards. And so it wraps up at about 1:30, 1:45.
Okay, and it's not just any concert, Dave. I know you are, you're calling it a sound journey. You're using all kinds of quite unusual instruments from all over the world. Won't you just tell us a bit more?
Yeah, so Pops Mohammed is kind of the leading expert in indigenous music instruments and culture in South Africa, and I am also kind of into the weird and wonderful. I play the Caribbean steel pans, mm-hmm. and I also play a 10-string harp guitar. And then we also have a whole lot of Asian and African instruments that we use for sound healing meditation in this session. But I mean, like tonight at Franschhoek, it's a concert of our own original music that we've traveled the world performing to people. So we're going to do the interesting thing about the Musenberg concert on Sunday is that It's limited to 20 people, and I think we've sold about 15 places already. So you got to kind of hurry up if you're listening to this and it sounds like it's up your alley. So it's this really small room, and we play acoustically with you know, no amplification and everything. It's a very, very up close and personal view of these instruments, which have their own kind of very deep message. So I'm really looking forward to this aspect of it. You know, often when we're playing on big stages, people don't really get to understand, you know, what the music making process is about.
Yeah, fascinating opportunity, Dave. As you said, tickets going fast. How do we book and how much do they cost?
Okay, the Yoga Musenberg thing is it's for the whole day of yoga and music and sound healing. It's $4.75, and that's on Quicket. You just Google Yoga, Dave Reynolds, Pop Muhammad, whatever, Musenberg. You'll find it on Quicket. We're also playing at the Alma Cafe in Rosebank tomorrow evening, Alma Road, just off Liesbeck Parkway. And there you have to phone the Alma Cafe. So just Google ALMA, Alma, and there's a couple of seats there left. And then there's Franschhoek tonight. As they said, it's web tickets. Just go and find the Franschhoek Festival on web tickets.
Dave Reynolds, Alma Cafe is my neck of the woods. I might stroll down and take a listen tomorrow night and hope to meet you there. Thanks for chatting to us. So the Inner Peace Day, we can call it, a day of yoga, sound therapy, and a really up-close and unusual experience of music. Please look for those tickets on Quicket at a cost of 475 Rand a head.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
I wasn't going to do this, but so many people have been phoning in asking for the information that I will give it to you. If you were wanting to watch the royal wedding tomorrow morning, it is not being shown on ETV or SABC. You will have to find someone with DSTV access, and on that, you will be able to watch the proceedings on ITV Choice, BBC Lifestyle, or BBC World News.